You're listening to SBS News.
In 1994, there was no hope, only darkness.
Nurumuri rw'ubuzima, urumuri rw'Rwanda.
The 100 days of slaughter began on April 6, 1994, after President Juvenal Habyarimana and his counterpart from neighbouring Burundi, both Hutus, were killed when their plane was shot down over the Rwandan capital. After that, as many as 10,000 people were killed daily, with 70% of the minority Tutsi population wiped out, more than 10% of the total Rwandan population. Today, on the 25th anniversary, Rwandan Foreign Minister Richard Sezibera compassionately spoke of the impact with numbers.
Official statistics show that Rwanda currently has close to 13 million inhabitants. But in this month of April, we are over 14 million because collectively in our hearts and in our minds, we carry the more than 1 million victims who perished during the genocide.
After laying a wreath at the Gizizi Genocide Memorial, where more than a quarter of a million people are buried, Rwandan President Paul Kagame led the memorial to the dead.
Nothing has the power to turn Rwandans against each other ever again. Today, light radiates from this place.
Kagame is now 61 and has been in power ever since the events of 1994.
The only conclusion to draw from Rwanda's story is profound hope for our world. No community is beyond repair, and the dignity of a people is never fully extinguished.
Speaking at the memorial, European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said he gave his heart 1,000 times over to the survivors and their children.
Europe has itself been seen of some of the worst atrocities known to man. And in Europe, just as in Africa and elsewhere, time can never erase the darkest hours in our history. It is our generation's duty to never forget what humankind is capable of. It is only by remembering that we can build a brighter future together.
2,000 Rwandans have participated in a walk to remember from Parliament to the National Soccer Stadium, one of many memorials to be held in a week. In the past years, ceremonies have triggered painful flashbacks for some in the audience, with crying, shaking, screaming and fainting amid otherwise quiet vigils. For many survivors, forgiveness remains difficult when the bodies of their loved ones have not been found and many killers are still free.
This is the light of remembrance, the light of life.
A flame of remembrance has been lit to burn for the 100 days of mourning. A quarter of a century on, the East African nation has recovered economically, but the trauma still casts a shadow and likely forever will. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.